Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 51 of the Minor Prophets. We're continuing our study of Joel, and today's devotion is titled, The Day is Near. Matthew chapter 24, verses 36 and 44 read, "But concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." Our text for today is from Joel chapter 1, verses 13 through 20. "Put on sackcloth and lament, O priests. Wail, O ministers of the altar. Go in, pass the night in sackcloth, O ministers of my God, because grain offering and drink offering are withheld from the house of your God. Consecrate a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land to the house of the Lord your God and cry out to the Lord. Alas for the day! For the day of the Lord is near, and as destruction from the Almighty it comes. Is not the food cut off before our eyes, joy and gladness from the house of our God? The seed shrivels under the clods. The storehouses are desolate. The granaries are torn down because the grain has dried up. How the beasts groan! The herds of cattle are perplexed because there's no pasture for them. Even the flocks of sheep suffer. To you, O Lord, I call. For fire has devoured the pastures of the wilderness, and flame has burned all the trees of the field. Even the beasts of the field pant for you because the water brooks are dried up, and fire has devoured the pastures of the wilderness." In today's scripture, Joel introduces the primary theme of his entire prophecy, the day of the Lord. The urgency of Joel's appeal through the first 14 verses stems not from the severe series of locust plagues, but from the fact that this devastation foreshadows what will come at the day of the Lord. Joel says explicitly that this day is near. Joel is tasked with moving Judah's gaze from their present distress to focusing on a greater future judgment. Lloyd Ogilvy provides a substantial explanation of this day and connects it to several of the minor prophets' messages. The day of the Lord, day of Yahweh, was a concept familiar in Israel's traditions. Frequently, it was portrayed as a day of God's wrath. The chief difference among the various biblical texts is the object of that wrath. Many scholars have seen the origin of the concept in Israel's holy war traditions, where Yahweh comes to fight for His people and defeats Israel's enemies. This was probably the concept popular in Israel at Amos's time. The people were eagerly awaiting the day of the Lord. But Amos turns it around and portrays it as a time of terror and darkness for Israel. You can see Amos chapter 5, verses 18 through 20, and also chapter 8, verses 9 through 14. Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 7 through chapter 2, verse 3, paints a dreadful picture of the day of the Lord as a time of God's wrath on all inhabitants of the earth. As in Joel, the day of the Lord in Zephaniah is connected with an appeal to assemble and to seek God. The oracle against Babylon in Isaiah 13 contains descriptions of the day very close to those in Joel. You can see Isaiah 13:6 and also verses 9 and 10 of chapter 13. Except for the beginning of the verses, Joel 1:15 and Isaiah 13:6 are almost identical. The cry of woe, or alas, at the beginning of Joel 1:15 is closely parallel to Ezekiel 30, verse 2. In Ezekiel 30, the day of the Lord is a time of wrath against Egypt and her allies. Joel contains more references to the day of the Lord than any other book in the Bible. It is a day of wrath against Israel in chapter 1, verse 15, chapter 2, verse 1, also verse 11, and against the nations in chapter 2, verse 31, and chapter 3, verse 14. As in Joel, the day of the Lord in Zechariah 14 is first a day of judgment upon God's people and then upon the other nations. Ogilvy closes this section of his commentary on Joel with the following application. Just as the locust plague was a foretaste of the day of the Lord for Judah, so too the major crises that invade our lives serve as a diminutive day of the Lord for us. We are reminded that there will be an ultimate day of the Lord, a final day of judgment when He will judge the nations, the church, and each person. In a sense, the end of our lives will be a day of the Lord for us, an accounting of our righteousness through Christ. In the meantime, God does use what we go through to remind us that we are accountable to Him and to call us to return to Him. The late G. Campbell Morgan wrote, "It is always the day of the Lord. This future day will be a time of divine reckoning that must be constantly present in our thoughts if we are to live with a sense of spiritual preparedness for that day." That is precisely why Joel calls Judah to clean up before God. That's in verses 13 and 14. By crying out to Him in verse 14 and 19. We must realize that God is much more willing to restore than we are willing to repent. Whether we are faced with chaos, calamity, or crises, spiritually speaking, the locusts are coming. Our only place of refuge is to call out to God and repent. If you are lost, God can save you. If you are saved, He will sustain you. Some questions to consider. Why do you think God called so many prophets to prophesy about the day of the Lord? What are your thoughts on G. Campbell Morgan's statement, "It is always the day of the Lord"? And finally, how can the description of the locust of Joel chapter 1 lead you to a closer walk with the Lord so that you can live spiritually prepared for the day of the Lord? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.